Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Marcheshvan. On behalf of the OU, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Akiva Mails of the Young Israel of Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Mails slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech Letzahal, and the Mishaberech Letshvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive. We will conclude with the Mishaberech Lecholim, with Rabbi Mails pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, bekavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mails.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Abramowitz. It's my pleasure to address everyone who's taking part in this call. I wanted to share with you a very short Devar Torah relating to this week's Parsha. We're going to be reading Parshas Lech Lecha this Shabbos, and we know that the way Parshas Lech Lecha begins is with Avram Avinu together with his wife Sarah. At the beginning of the Parsha, it's still Sarai, leaving their family, everyone behind, and going to the land of Canaan, which will later become the land of Israel. We know that shortly after arriving in the land of Canaan, there is a ra'av, there is a famine that takes place, and they're forced to go to Mitzrayim, down to Egypt, in order to have food and sustenance in order to survive. While they're in Egypt, due to a number of factors that take place, Avraham and Sarai become very, very wealthy. Paro gifts them with many resources, and they leave to return back to the land of Israel, back to Canaan. The Pasuk states, it's in chapter 13, that's Perek Yud Gimel, and we're going to be reading three psukim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel 1, 2, and 3. The Torah tells us, Vayal Avram in Mitzrayim, Hu v'yishto v'cho asher lo, that Avram and Sarai, they leave Egypt and they're going back to Canaan. Avram kaved ma'od, he was very weighed down by Mekneh, b'kesev v'vazav. He had many animals, he had a lot of cattle, a lot of silver, and a lot of gold. This was all the items that Paro had given him. Vayelech l'masav. And then the next pasuk tells us he went on his journeys, and it goes on to tell us how he traveled, the various stopping points to make it back to Canaan. Rashi quotes the Gemara and the Medrash that tells us that that expression, Vayelech l'masav, that Avram went on his journey, it could have two different explanations. The first explanation is based on a Gemara, that it says that it's teaching us a lesson in Derech Eretz, in good etiquette. And it's telling us as follows, is that if a person made stops along the way, they should stop at those same locations, whether those are inns or places to stay and to recharge their batteries just to get more food. They should stay at those same locations on their way back. That's Derech Eretz, that's proper etiquette, just to let the hosts know that they appreciate them, that we're going to come to you again. And then Rashi gives us a second explanation of what does it mean, Vayelech l'masav, that he went on his journey. Rashi tells us, Davar Acher, another explanation is, the Chazaraso, on his way, and his return, and his way back to the land of Canaan, Parah HaKafosav, he paid up all of his debts. That Avram and Sarai, remember, there was a rav, there was a famine, and they had run out of resources, so if they were going down to Egypt, it wasn't like they had much in the way of funds, they probably had to pay on credit when they stayed at all their inns and all the lodgings, all the places that they stopped to purchase food and water on the way down. They had borrowed money. They had debts that needed to be repaid. So Vayelech l'masav means that Avram and Sarai, when they were returning to Canaan, they made sure to stop at all those same locations in order to pay up all of their debts because people had loaned them. They had purchased on credit. They needed to pay up. I saw such a beautiful idea in the Aznayim LaTorah by Rabbi Zalman Sarotskin on this pasuk. He quotes this Rashi and he quotes the second pshat, the second idea of Rashi, that Avram and Sarai were paying up their debts. And he says over the following beautiful idea in the name of his beloved brother-in-law. Rabbi Sarotskin had a brother-in-law whose name was Rav Aaron Walkin, who had been the chief rabbi of Pinsk before the Holocaust. And sometimes in his work, he quotes him, and this is one of those occasions. And his brother-in-law had such a beautiful observation on this Rashi. He says, what does this mean? How can we take this Rashi at face value, that Avram and Sarah went to pay off their debts? Who would have loaned them money? Who would have trusted them? Nobody knows who they are. They just came in from another land. They came from Haran. They're not known to the locals in Canaan. Who's going to vouch for them? And it's not like they had state-issued IDs that could testify as to who they were. Who would have trusted them that they were going to lend them money that now they need to repay their loans? What does this mean? So Rabbi Walkin says this can't just be understood at face value like how we may have understood it until now. And here's his theory. He says what Rashi is getting at is as follows, is that Avram and Sarah, their descent to Egypt in a certain sense caused a tremendous chilul Hashem. If you remember, Avram and Sarah had made headway. They had come into the land of Israel, into Canaan as it was then, and they were preaching monotheism. They were telling everyone there's a Borei Olam, there's a creator of the world, there's a creator of the universe, the heavens, the cosmos, everything. And they're trying to preach this idea of monotheism to a world that's steeped in idolatry. And then all of a sudden, a ra'av, that famine breaks down, and Avram and Sarah are forced to go. Everyone who passed them, everyone who met them, was almost mocking them and saying, hey, aren't you the fellow who was preaching monotheism? You said there's this mighty creator, created the heavens, the cosmos, the world, everything around us, and that he alone is the one that we should be serving. If that's true, where is he now? Why isn't he taking care of you? Didn't he tell you to leave your homeland and come here to Canaan? What happened to that great being that you say exists? And Avram, everywhere where he was going with Sarai, everyone was mocking him. There was a great chilul Hashem. So Avram and his wife, they go to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, they have this incredible reversal of fortune. They are now fabulously wealthy. On the return to Canaan, what do they make certain to do? They make certain to stop at every single location where they had gone, where they had stopped on their way down to Mitzrayim. Everyone who had mocked them, Avram and Sarai show up saying, look at me now. You were mocking us before, saying, where is your God? Where is that creator? What's with monotheism? Well, look how it played out for me. Look how it played out for us. There is a God, and we don't always understand his ways, but we know that everything that he plans for us is ultimately for the good. And one day, sooner or later, we'll be able to understand it. And here it is. That's what Avram and Sarah were doing, and that's why they made certain to stop at every location. They had to undo whatever chilul Hashem, all those scoffers, all those blasphemizers, all those mockers, they had to show up and say, no, we really meant everything we said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, who is the creator of the heaven and the earth, he did tell us to come to Canaan and leave our homeland. And we didn't understand why at the time that there was a famine here and we had to leave, go to Mitzrayim. But look how it played out. He obviously knew what was in our best interest, and we're back again. Look at us now. They had to undo whatever damage all those mockers, all those scoffers had created. That was their mission on the way back. And that's what he said. That's what it means when Rashi says, Bechazaraso, on their return to Canaan, Parah HaKafosav, they were paying up their debts. It doesn't mean financial. That's because who would have lent the money? Nobody knew who they were. Parah HaKafosav means they had to undo all the chilul Hashem that had occurred. They were undoing that by testifying and testifying to everybody that there is a Borei Olam, there is a creator. He is good. He knows what's best for us. And look how it played itself out. What a beautiful, beautiful idea. And I couldn't help but think about that as we think about current events as well. This past year has been such a terrible, terrible year for Klal Yisrael. We suffered so terribly last year on Shmini Atzeres. And in the months, the many, many months since, there have been so many losses. Thank God we've seen many victories, and there have been so many good things that have come out of this, and so much good that we've experienced. But unfortunately, we've also know that what started this process was a terrible calamity, and so much of it is still ongoing. And there are still families who are reeling with losses, and families whose loved ones are still held in captivity, and they don't know from them. All this has caused a terrible chilul Hashem, because it's caused the scoffers, those who mock Klal Yisrael, mock the Jewish people, and our allegiance and our reliance on God Almighty, to ask, where is your God now? And our fervent hope and prayer is just as those mockers, those scoffers, those blasphemizers, just like they mocked Avram and Sarai. And it didn't take long till they were able to come back and say, here is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here is our God Almighty. There is a Borei Olam, there is a creator, and we don't understand his ways, but sooner or later we will understand how everything that he brings about is for the best, for the best of the people, for the best of Am Yisrael, for the best of the Jewish people, and his presence will be felt in the world. The same way Avram and Sarai were able to silence all those who had mocked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had mocked God Almighty, in that same fashion, God should reveal himself. He should allow Am Yisrael to be victorious against all of its enemies, allow all of our hostages to be returned to their loving embrace of their families, and for the world to recognize that there is a Boreol, there is a Creator, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after Am Yisrael, looking after his people. After a year of so many people doubting that, if we could only see that beautiful return and that geula, that redemption that we daven for each and every day, the Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of God's name that would cause, would just be tremendous. May we all see, merit to see that geula, that redemption that we daven for each and every day. May we merit to see that soon. We're going to continue with those Tehillim. There are five chapters of Tehillim that we're going to say. We're going to start with Chaf 20, Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara. Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol mincha secha. V'yolascha yidash nasela. Yitim lakach govavecha. V'chol atzascha yimalei. Niraninov Yeshua secha. V'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai meshiko. Yanehu mishmei kodcho. Bigburos yesha yimino. Mavshi Yeshovez Yamcheini, the Magway Sedek Leman Shemo, Gamki Yelach Begay Tomaves, Loira Rok, Yatoy Modi, Shitecha Mishantecha, Hema Yenach Amuni, Tarok Lefana Shocha, Neget Sorizai, Yishantava Shemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achtova Chesed Yudifuni, Kol Yemei Chayai, Yishavti Reves Adonai, Lior Rach Yomi. Perek Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shulam Alos, Esoina El Hehori, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meyim Adonai, Yosei Shamayim Vares, Al Yitain Lamoraglech, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Hinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrech, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yeminecha, Yoma Mashemesh Loyakov Yereach Balaila Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmores Nashekha Adonai Yishmor Tekto Valecha Meata Viadolam Perak Kuf Lamed Psalm 130 Shira Malos Nimamakim Krosicha Adonai Adonai Shima Vikoli Tianaz Nefa Kashuvos Lakoltahan Unai Imavonos tishmor Adonai mi amor kim chas licha aliman tivarei kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti nafshi l'Adonai nishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai yachesed v'harvei mofidus Vehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And finally, Tehillim Perek Kuf Mem Beis, that's Psalm 142. Matzkila David biyoso b'maras fila, Koli el Adonai yezak, Koli el Adonai yezchana, Neshvok lefanav zifi, Sarasi lefanav agit, Isate falai ruchi viata yadata nesivasi piorazu ahalech tamufachli habet yominu rei ve makira vadmanos mimani endoreish lenapshi Zoakti Elecho Adonai Amarti Atamachti Chelki V'Yeret HaChayim Hakshiva Rinosi Kidalo Simeyor Atileni Merod Choy Kiyom Tumi Mani Hotsiyami Maskir Nashi Lo Dosa Shemecha V'Yachtiru Tzadikim Kisig Mololai. At this time we'll recite Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Anisini Mitzarav Rashivya Omdim Bein Bayom Uvein Bayabasha Makom Yirachem Aleichem V'yotzi Ein Mitzara Lirvacha Me'afei Lo Liyora Mishibud Ligula Hashtavar Golov Yizman Kariv Inomar Amen. And now we'll recite a tefillah for the members of Israel's Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov V'yivarech Eschaylei Tzvagan Al Yisrael Anshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arteinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul halvonon v'abibar mitzrayim, min hayom agadol avovor, v'abachom akom shehen, v'yabasha v'avir v'ayom, yitin adonai et oiveinu, akamim aleinu nigafim ushneihem, ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatsil et chayoleinu, mikol tzora v'tzuka, mikol nagamachla, yishlach lach v'yatslach v'chom ase yideihem, Yad Beer Sonenu Tachtehem, Vyatra Makesar Yeshua Vataret Nisachon, Vyakuyam Makosuv, Kiadanay Elohechem, Halechimachem, Ilochem Lachem, Imaivechem, Loshiachem, Vinomar Amen. A tefillah for our fellow Jews who are still in captivity. Misha Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David Ushlomo, who Yivorek V'Yishmor V'Yintzores, Medre Tzag, and Al Yisrael, Ushvu Yav. Let's call Achenu Anasunim Mitzarov Shivya Bavur Shekola Kol Akodesh Mitzvahim Bavura Makadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Liyoti Yemi Mechoshech Betzal Maves Umosro Seyem Yenatek Umim Tzuko Seyem Yoshiyem Yishidei Meiro Lachek Mishpecho Seyem Yodu Adonai Chastov V'Niflo Tzav Levnei Adam V'Yikuyam Bemap Mikro Shekotzev V'Fiduyei Adonai Yishuvun Uvot Zion Birina V'Simchas Olam Al Rosham Soson V'Simcha Yesigu V'Nasu Yogon V'Anocha V'Nomar Amen. And finally, a Mishaberach for all those who are sick and in need of God's healing. As we recite this Mishaberach, I'll pause. Give us about half a minute so we can all insert any of the names of people that we know about who could use a refuah shalema. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlomo Hu Yivorech V'Yirapeh Et Achol Ben. In kol kol Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Limam Lerapostam Lach Zikam Lach Yotam Yishlach Lanei Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim Lachol Ezareim Lachol Gideyem Yisrael Shochol Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Tagof Hashtabag Olav Yizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. I thank everybody for joining in today's call, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may God Almighty answer all of our tefillos, all of our prayers as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Mails. We look forward to having you back on the program again, Yemir Sashem, in the very near future. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share our moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing Nechama, comfort, Hizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael.